Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Seems like a really weird time to be talking about presents.
Right, but...
but we kind of got to talk about presents.
In a bad way.
Like, we want to hear the worst gift you ever got in your life.
Yeah.
The story that we're talking about is mostly, or in fact... entirely, it's a Good Housekeeping magazine story about the worst gifts people got from their mother-in-law.
Ah.
And there seems to be a theme to this. Like, mother-in-laws like to call their daughter-in-laws fat.
What?
Let's see. One woman wrote about her worst gift she ever got from her mother-in-law. I got a scale.
Oh, what? Oh, what are those? With the uprights,
yes,
and it has the whole, like, the meat, like, boxers get.
And the BMI thing.
All
like,
that.
Yeah. And here's the Jenny Craig handbook. That's.
Ugh.
Another woman said she got clothes that are too small.
Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm. She says, my mother-in-law purposely buys me clothes in sizes that are too small to try to motivate me to lose weight.
That's pretty harsh.
Another mother-in-law gave a size small bikini for a sports team that she doesn't even cheer for.
What does that mean?
Because the guy's ex was a size small, and that was the team that she cheered for.
God, mother-in-law.
So it was like saying...
pretty brutal.
What's the worst gift you ever got?
It was a shoe shining kit.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
Yeah,
you don't wear those kind of shoes.
I have a pair, and I don't really, yeah.
Who gave you that? That wasn't me, was it?
No, that was my grandpa. Yeah, I think he was senile. It was right before he died.
Did your grandparents, like I was just saying this off air, did your grandparents do it? My grandparents, like, literally think I stopped, or they've all passed on. They thought I stopped aging at, like, 10. So they would send me... no matter how old I got, I was getting crap for a 10-year-old. It was like, here's another baseball and two Hot Wheels. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Oh, that's...
it's not...
yellow.
There's a certain point where you go... ah!
Or you play baseball and race some Hot Wheels.
Okay.
Just saying.
I want to say this, because I the baseball, I'm totally lying about. This is legitimately one of the gifts. It was two Hot Wheels and a baseball shaped... soap on a rope.
Oh, I remember those. Yeah.
Who wants to wash their body with a ball? Do you know of anybody who's like, yeah, you know, that square soap concept is terrible. I want a ginormous baseball to rub around on my butt.
Well, it's got those stitching, so it's like textured, and it's like a loofah.
Yes. It's a combination loofah. I will never forget it. It had the huge rope on it.
Oh.
Soap on a rope.
You know what that means? That just means your grandparents were at the end of their lives.
Oh my God, they were. So
yeah,
that's not...
did I make it worse?
Well, because okay. I would complain. I'm like, Mom, yes!
I know. You would, yes.
Soap on a rope, what?
And Mom's like, well, they're dying.
What? It doesn't matter. Do I get any money? I didn't get any money.
You know, when I first got into radio, one of my grandmas gave me a thing, and it was like, it was a... you remember those old glass, like, cologne things that they would come in certain shapes and everything? She made it sound...
are you messing with us right now?
No, I'm not.
Literally, 3 seconds before we turned the microphones on, we were talking about those exact things.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really
weird. Cologne glass.
I had the race car one and a Model T one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made of glass.
She got me one that was in the shape of a microphone.
Oh,
and
that's
it was,
cute.
Really old, stinky cologne.
Yeah.
Like, it was really bad.
But yeah. I mean, there's thought behind that. That can't qualify as a worst
gift. What am I going to do with that? Like,
you're in radio. It's like a thing for you.
Yes. I mean,
another woman on this other side about the worst gift you ever got from your mother-in-law said, her mother-in-law got her, wasn't even her mother-in-law yet, gave her a designer, diaper bag.
Oh, hint, hint.
Yeah. They weren't married yet. They hadn't talked about having kids, nor was she pregnant.
Jeez.
That's going to change soon.
Mm-hmm. Another one got a hair removal system.
Oh.
An automatic, easy-to-use hair removal system for unseemly hair growth.
This is like so passive-aggressive, vicious, nasty.
I feel like some of the worst presents on the planet are going to be from...
mother-in-laws?
Mm-hmm.
Just us hating on the new daughter-in-law?
Like, I think the worst gift I ever got, I've told you this before, was my... At my wedding, my a dude that I used to do a radio show with...
Oh, that's right.
Got me a waffle iron.
Yay!
That he had clearly gotten for his wedding and used one time. At least one time.
How'd you know that?
Oh, because when I took it out of the box, there was still a lot of waffle on it.
Oh, buddy.
I was like, because my ex-wife was totally into waffles. She's like, let's make some waffles. I'm like, somebody's already made some. Yay.
That's brutal. Yeah.
So let's do this. It doesn't have to be from your mother-in-law. It can be from anybody on the planet. But... let's commiserate. Let's save each other the time and toil of giving out crappy presents, stupid bottles of cologne that are shaped like cars and microphones. Tell us about the worst gift ever. Megan?
Yay.
Worst gift ever.
Okay, so for Christmas, my mother, she gave not just me, my entire family, crank-operated survival radios.
Is she a prepper?
Apocalypse. You could turn the crank and hear 3 seconds of radio of you guys.
Yeah, here's the fun thing about the apocalypse. We won't be here. We won't be broadcasting for you that day. So you can crank your little thing, but you're not, none of us are like, I'm not like, yeah, braving through nuclear winter with my family going, Steve, where are you at, man? I'm almost at the station on our little walkie talkies.
Legally, we're supposed to stay on, but no.
Yeah. We just want everybody to know we're the first out.
Right.
We'll make an announcement. We'll be like, hey, we heard something bad's happening. We got to bounce.
Peace.
We're hitting the ATMs and the hookers. Like, was your whole family collectively had to like put on that happy face and go, yay, crank?
No, at first we did, but then we just started like taunting her with it with like 3 seconds of a song.
Oh, you would actually crank and go,
rah,
rah, rah. Yep.
I'd be man. Wait, that's good part's coming up and crank it some more.
That's just an odd gift.
Thank you for the call, Megan. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Melissa.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the worst gift ever?
Okay, my mother-in-law sent us a white sheepskin rug.
Ooh.
For Christmas, but we have 2 black labs and 2 small children, so we were like, what are we going to do with this? So we call her, and we're like, hey, did you mean to send this to us? Like, where did you picture this in our house?
Oh.
Said, oh, no, sweetie, you don't put that in your house. You have hot, kinky relations on that, so I can have more grandchildren.
Oh, gee. And she said hot, stinky? Was that or hot,
I
sticky?
I went steamy.
Oh, steamy.
I went steamy.
I thought I heard stinky.
Let me just say that was so now.
Oh, so you did. Your phone is dropping out. Did you have relations on the rug?
No.
Oh.
Can I borrow it?
I couldn't bring myself to do it. Can I?
Can you borrow
it? I don't know. There was a hotel. There's a hotel that has.
They supply
like,
those?
Yes. And it would like.
What?
It's the Hotel Monaco. They're all over the place. I've stayed at one in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I've stayed at one in Denver. I've stayed at like. And then a lot of them have like that animal themed room. And there's like the sheepskin or whatever. And there I was making mad passionate love to whomever on the rug thinking this is brilliant. And then you're in the middle of the act and you're like, wait.
Do they clean these?
Yeah, I'm not the first one who thought of this.
At all. Stinky.
Stinky. Hot stinky.
No.
It changes things for you. Your perspective on everything. It does. Because I'm just like, I don't think I had relations again for like 30 or 40 minutes.
Gee, that's huge.
Thank you for the call, Melissa.
Okay.
Heather?
Yes.
Yeah. Worst gift ever.
You know when you do those gift exchanges at work, you're not sure what's in the gift, so you pass them around.
Oh, like the white elephant thing.
Yeah, the white elephant thing.
Okay.
So I ended up being the last person. So I was gifted not only a sample, but a used sample of some cosmetic.
Somebody else is like, the samples, first off, not enough for anybody to really get anything out of, but they'd already used of the cosmetics.
No.
And that's
right. It was a coworker who was a consultant for this company and had a plethora of.
Is it the company that gives you a pink Cadillac if you do really good?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you feign excitement and be like, oh my gosh, that's so great?
I think everybody in the room knew exactly when I opened it. They all felt very bad, and it was kind of the running joke around the office for quite a few years after that.
Oh, that is weird.
That is a really awful, yeah, awful present. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Heather. Susie.
Yes.
Yeah. Worst gift ever.
Okay. My mother-in-law, God love her, gave us a toilet seat that was hand-painted that they had in their house when her son was growing up.
So this was a toilet seat that people used to poop on, yep, and then they took it off and painted it?
Well, apparently, no, they had it painted in their home, as I understand it.
Mm.
And I believe it was like an owl, maybe. And they had it painted, and then they were on a budget. And so when, I know. But when the time came around, I think it was Christmas or something like that, they decided that they had it was clean.
What are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to
hang it up and display it.
Yeah.
Don't use it.
Yeah.
I think they actually intended for us to use it. I don't know.
To poop on it.
I don't know. We didn't use it.
Clearly. Yeah. You know,
it's unique. No one else has one.
It is. And if it's the thought that counts,
well, then yeah,
they think something mighty about you guys. What? Thank you for the call, Susie. Catherine.
Yay.
Worst gift ever.
Well, so I'm dating a girl. I told my mom about it. And so for my birthday, my mom got me a book entitled How to Get a Man. Thanks, Mom.
To Get a Man. Did it work?
No. I'm looking.
That is an awful gift. Yeah. Thank you. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.